for running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday. Once again, we're here in the studio. It's Sunday, September 13th, 2015. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. If you'd like to call in here, we're at 530-605-4567, and you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Again, I'm in the studio here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning.
We're streaming worldwide. Again, you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. Bonneview Baptist Destiny Fellowship. I'm sorry, South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. There's no Baptist in there. It used to be.
It's just Destiny
I don't
Fellowship.
Know why, I don't know why I get stuck in that one. It's like every once in a while.
It's just Destiny Fellowship. We'll get it right.
I know.
They got it.
Baptists are still welcome.
Yeah, Baptists. Yeah, all you Christians out there. And yeah, we better let it go with that. And all you heathens, I guess, too. Tea Party meets every Monday night. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Those radical people believe in, less government and actually spending money properly and responsibly and following the law. Wow, what a bunch of extremists.
Yeah. We are radical.
You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and starts it every morning on every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. We encourage you to go to the Shasta Lantern at www.shastalantern.com or .net. And so from there, let's see, where are we going? Do you have any veterans events?
Actually, I do not, because I've been kind of out of the loop, and I'm just getting back in. You know, I do know coming in October, towards the end of October, the stand down will be at the fairgrounds again, but I'm not sure on the date, so I will have to see if I can pull that up during the show and get that information out there.
Well, let's see what we got going here. I'm having a little computer issue here, so let me...
Well, on Monday night, we have Tim Pappas at the Reading Tea Party. He's going to be discussing the 14th Amendment and Reynolds versus Sims.
Okay.
So he always has a lot of information, and you know, even if you've heard it before, there's usually a little piece of information that, you know, you didn't get before, or it makes it click and get all together for you so that you understand the 14th Amendment and, you know, Reynolds versus Sims more. You know, you can always learn something even if you've heard it before, so.
Well, there you have it. I'm having some issues here, so let me maybe we go to a break here, Bob, real quick, and come back here. Maybe I can get this resolved here. I've got my computer set up.
All right. If you want to call in and you have something you want to discuss or have a question for us or let us know about some event going on to put out over the air, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Shasta County, are you ready to put your dancing shoes on? Average White Band is coming to town September 30th. Renowned for their funk soul sound and danceable hits like Cut the Cake and Pick Up the Pieces, Average White Band is anything but average. Don't miss them. September 30th at the Cascade. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
The sound of little feet was music We danced to week to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. It's just a step in the stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. Community radio for the North State. I want to do a little bit for 9/11 here, and we played those couple of songs in remembrance. I just had a couple of things here on 9/11. I mean, I'm looking at a report here, Truth in Media. You can go to truthinmedia.com, and there's Massey on 28 pages documents that will challenge Americans to rethink 9/11. And this is, I said, Truth in Media has reported extensively on allegations that the government of Saudi Arabia financed the 9/11 hijackers and why the government wants to protect them. Congressman Tom Massey, Republican of Kentucky, reported on Facebook that challenges Americans to rethink 9/11. The families of the victims deserve to know more. My constituents deserve to know the truth. As a congressman, I had to access the documents and read them, and I had to stop every few pages just to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 14 years and the years leading up to the attack. I'm not saying I'm a truther, but you know something?
Well, it's like anything. You need to do your homework because things aren't always as they appear to be.
But you know something? Anytime the media attacks somebody anymore, you're a truther, you're a birther, you're a tea bagger. Anytime you start getting attacked by the media anymore, my hackles go up and go, hey, there must be something there now, because they have lied at every step of the way since this thing happened. You think about it. You go back to 9/11. That's when everything changed, and that's when we started getting the Patriot Act and the NDA and the SHA and the STP and the LSD and the, you know, I mean, everything started going crazy.
Yeah.
From that point. And why would the federal government have any wherewithal to cover up an attack that was instituted by Saudi Arabia?
Unless there's more to the story.
Now, if you don't want to know the truth, hey, go back and just, you know, plug your head in the sand and forget about it.
There's too many unanswered questions when it comes to 9/11, just like many other incidences with our government.
I encourage everybody to go look at this, Ben Swan, Truth and Media, and take a look at it. And, you know, why were our rights taken away? When were they taken away? What was the reason that they were taken away? Why would we be covering up a report that would implicate Saudi Arabia as funding it? And then answer me one big question. This is my big question on 9/11. What about Building 7? Has anybody ever explained Building 7? It wasn't hit by an airplane. They're saying the whole thing imploded from a fire. Still, buildings don't implode from a fire in the lobby. So until someone answers that question, I don't believe anything these people tell you anymore in the media, because they lie about everything. What have they not lied about is the question.
Or covered up.
I mean, you know, and this is just the beginning of what we're talking about here. I'm looking at stuff here where we've got proof now that Obama trained and funded ISIS. These documents are released intel documents. This comes from the Examiner. And so what is going on? You know, and you think about that. You know, Obama has professed to be everything but what he is from day one. The uniter, the transparency, you know, he's going to end the wars, he's going to get us...
Again, what has he told the truth about? That's, unfortunately, that's where it's at. I mean, the cards are on the table. He hasn't been truthful about anything.
About much of anything, you know. So you know, you're looking at this stuff, and I, you know, I'm challenging, and you know, I don't know everything, but.
You got to do your homework, just like with anything, and you start digging, and you can find out information that maybe they're not telling the whole truth or covering it up or, you know,
well,
not telling us what we need to know. I mean, the families have the right to know.
Well, just the fact that our government could be involved in a cover-up, they wouldn't be covering anything up. I mean, when do the cover-ups end these days, you know? I mean, Hillary wouldn't cover up her emails, and Obama wouldn't cover up for Benghazi, and why would we, you know, gee, they weren't running guns to Syria. Nothing like that. And so where's the media? They're nowhere to be found. And it just makes you wonder, okay, the whole start of this was 9/11.
That was a big part of it. That was the tipping point, I think, was 9/11, that's for sure.
Well, that was a big enough event to where the government said we had to step in here and start making laws to protect us. Now, that's always the case with tyranny. They've got to cause a problem in order to solve it. And so,
make it look like they're solving the problem.
Well, that's why the problem is created in the first place. So their solutions give them more power.
Yeah.
And you think about that. What have we done? We've given more and more and more power to the federal government over the last 14 years. How's that turning out there? Is everybody okay with that right now?
Yeah, and in giving up that power, what happens? We give up our rights.
Well, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, you know, each time we give them a little bit more power, we lose another right. We lose another freedom, another liberty. And it just goes on and on.
Now, we couldn't have been infiltrated by a Muslim Manchurian candidate, could we? I mean, that's just off the charts. There's no way that could ever happen here, could it? Really?
Well, again, we have a lot of unanswered questions about this man. He wasn't vetted. You know, a lot of stuff he said about his schooling. It's funny. Nobody went to class with him. The professors didn't remember seeing it. I mean, there's just
I've got a story here. I'll pull it up, you know, about his professors. They got some professors that did say they saw him, and they didn't like him because he was lazy. He was never in class. So I don't know what to believe here because it's so hard to get the truth anymore. But what I'm saying is I can patently say that we haven't been getting the truth out of the media for quite some time.
Or out of the government.
Or out of the government in general, you know. And anybody who goes against the mainstream narrative is classified as a tinfoil hat nut job, knuckle dragon, Neanderthal.
Yeah.
So there's a pattern here. And it doesn't take long to see that, you know, the pattern is that anybody who bucks the administration's narrative gets marginalized.
Anybody that's looking for the truth to get out there to the people and let people know what's going on, we get marginalized and labeled.
Well, that's it. See, so I don't know. We'll just have to see how this thing plays out, but... I would encourage everybody to go there. I'm having a little trouble with my computer. It's really slow today. But, you know, there's another report here about Syrian State Department. This is the State Department now. You can go to Joe the Plumber and probably various other websites and see this. Possible some Syrian refugees are terrorists. You think?
Wow.
I mean, that's the article, okay? So State Department spokesman John Kirby admitted that some of the refugees from Syria could be terrorists. Wow. I mean, really? That could never happen, could it? But if you start looking at some of the pictures of these refugees that are coming out of Syria, you know, and so I've seen a couple. There's no women and children. And there are a bunch of guys that look like they just got out of the military.
Oh. There might be a problem here. Could be.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm looking at another one here. Exposed. Agenda to erase America. UN directing Muslim refugee invasion. Now, you can go to the news vids. This is newzvids.com. And they have a video there. I haven't had a chance to watch it where, you know. All I'm saying is there's a pattern here. And this pattern doesn't bode well because look at what's going on in Europe. I've seen videos of these so-called refugees refusing water, yelling Allah Akbar, throwing their food away. Stuff that should be mainstream media stuff is not getting the mainstream media because all they keep trying to do is show these Syrian refugees as
how terrible they're
as good it. As good people right. fleeing. Now, I'm not saying that that's not happening, but you know, coincidentally, there's no Christians in any of these refugees according to the reports. Now, isn't the Christians the ones you would think would be the refugees coming out of Syria because they would be the ones that are being attacked by ISIS and the Muslims?
Right. And you would think that there would be more women and children in that group that was coming across. Wouldn't they be the first ones to flee?
Well, you would think so.
You know, I'm just saying, it usually isn't that the way us humans do it, that women and children go first and protect them before anybody else?
Well, and now you got this other report from the Daily Beast that has, you know, made mainstream news, exclusive. 50 spies say ISIS intelligence was cooked. Okay, it's being called a revolt by intelligence pros who are paid to give their honest assessment of the ISIS war, but are instead seeing the reports turn into happy talk. Okay, more than 50 intelligence analysts working out of the U.S. government's central command at CENTCOM have formally complained that the reports on ISIS and Al-Qaeda branch in Syria are being inappropriately altered for senior officials, the Daily Beast has learned. The complaint spurred the Pentagon Inspector General to open an investigation into the alleged manipulation of the intelligence. The fact that so many people complained suggested that there are deep-rooted systemic problems in how the U.S. military command charged with the war against the self-proclaimed ISIS state intelligence assessment. Well, remember Obama saying ISIS wasn't Muslim?
Yes.
Now, is there a pattern here with Mr. Obama of lying? Yes, that's pretty well established. Okay, there's a pattern here. Now, do we have a Muslim traitor in the White House? I mean, that's the question I'm asking. I don't know.
But he sure throws the Christians to the wolves and helps out the Muslims. I mean, that's pretty evident.
I saw a poll the other day that said 39% of Americans, or it was either 29, and I think it was 29%, 30% of Americans would back a military coup to get Obama out of office. Now, wow.
Yeah.
So we're not the only ones out there that think that there's something wrong. To say that there's nothing wrong here is to deny your own intelligence. Now, I'm not going as far as to say that Obama's a Manchurian candidate traitor, but I will say that the evidence that's coming out over and over and over again, you can't say that he's just, you know, I get so tired of this mainstream narrative. Oh, he's just, you know, he's a good guy. He's trying to do the right thing. No, he's not. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
He's not trying to do the right thing because he does the wrong thing over and over and over again. You know, instead of uniting, he divides.
And it's very blatant.
It's blatant. It's off the charts.
Yeah.
Even the congressmen are saying, you know, I mean, they're talking. Ted Cruz was talking about he needs to turn in his resignation for breaking the law. So where do we wake up? You know, it's just like paying your taxes. I was thinking about this on the way here this morning when I was listening to State of Jefferson. Okay. Oh, we got to pay our taxes. And
really?
We got to do our fair share and all this stuff. That's not what they're saying. But, you know, I mean, the real deal is that if you live under a tyrannical government who no longer operates in your best interest, who no longer follows the law, the rule of law, you know, circumvents the Constitution at every turn on purpose, purposefully, okay, are you supposed to just keep playing ball their way? Are you supposed to just keep funding your own destruction with your tax money? Are you supposed to keep, in fact, I would venture to say it's exactly the opposite of that.
I was going to say, aren't we supposed to be good stewards of our country? So why would you keep funding something if you know that it's going to something that you don't agree with?
Either because you think you have no choice or you're a coward and afraid not to. I can't think of anything else. Or you've been led to believe that you're following the law properly instituted in a Republican form of government, and the government is operating at the behest of we the people.
Yeah, if only that was true.
I'm saying, what if it's not true? Now what? Do you have an obligation to keep doing what you're doing? Or do you have an obligation to throw off the yoke of tyranny and get back to the policies that our founding fathers instituted to throw off the yoke of tyranny that they had to fight against, which was the king, taxes and overreaching government at every level, getting rid of all of their freedoms and taking their privacy right. away, their property rights, and the whole nine yards. At what point in time do you wake up and go, wow, this guy is foreign to our Constitution, and he is not for freedom and we the people?
And not just him. Look at a lot of the government officials up there. It's across the board. There are so many of them that we need to get rid of.
He's surrounded by those people.
Yeah, he has surrounded himself with those type of individuals.
We might be getting rid of Boehner and McConnell, it looks like, possibly. So we'll have to wait and see how that is. At least Boehner. Hopefully McConnell soon. Anyway, with that, I think we need to go. Do we need to go to a break, Bob?
All right. With that, if you have any questions, comments, or you want to talk about something, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community
Founded
Radio
in 1995,
for the North State.
GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Desigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Now two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave. This is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. Say it again, 'cause I've never needed government to hold my hand. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause my family's always fought and died to save this land. And a country boy is all I'll ever be.
A
I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitude. Is this is America, and a country boy's good enough for me, son.
Second Amendment, gun control. You've been on the NRA's board since 95, mm-hmm. and this is a subject that you maybe feel more strongly about than any other.
I believe that a
make your case.
I believe that a person's moral compass can be determined by how he references free men the right to defend themselves. The Second Amendment is so obvious to me, it's insane that there's an argument. God gave, let's pretend there is no document. Let's pretend brave families didn't leave the tyrants and the slave drivers of Europe so that they could practice the religion of their choice, so that they could speak out without being murdered, that they could produce wool without the king's men coming and taking it from them every season of harvest. Let's pretend none of that happened. Let's just pretend this guy named Ted Nugent parachuted onto Earth and woke up one morning and saw these wonderful resources and had dreams of excellence and being the best that I could be. I don't need a document, and I don't need another man to explain to me that I have the right to defend my gift of life. And that there is an argument in America from Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me. A good, law-abiding citizen, not convicted of a felon, the Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights is my concealed weapons permit. Period.
That's it?
That's it.
So no limitations of any kind that you can see?
None.
That's it?
The limitation should be, instead of arresting people for molesting children 24 times, I would rather the dad walked into the room, found a person molesting that child, and blew his brains out. I would rather that the lady in Massachusetts last month, who was taking her daughter to soccer, who was carjacked by a recidivistic maggot who'd been in the prison system all his life, but was let out again because we feel sorry for him. Maybe he had a bad childhood. Instead of her being hijacked and murdered, I'd rather she just shot the bastard dead. But in Massachusetts, somebody decided she can't do that. So she's dead. I would rather she was alive and the carjacker was dead. I'm weird. I would rather that the guy who beat this lady to within an inch of her life in Waco, on parole was he, phenomenal, and beat her to within an inch of life in front of her grandchildren with a whiskey bottle, I would rather she fell to the ground, pulled out a .38, and shot him 6 times in the chest and killed him. Am I weird? Because the guy is going to get out again. I don't like repeat offenders. I like dead offenders.
You know, I pull this video up to kind of illustrate the mainstream media's twisting, okay? The title on that on YouTube is Ted Nugent Condones Violence Against Child Molesters.
Okay.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Ted Nugent condones violence against child molesters. So the left, the screwed up guys that, you know, want to have the government control everything, that want the answer is, you know, is the government has the only the government has guns. If you'll notice that they don't ever advocate taking the guns away from the government. And that was what Mao said. He said, we don't want to get rid of all the guns. We just want you to get rid of yours. We just want to have all the guns. We want to control you at the point of a gun. And so that's really what this is all about. But how can you twist what was just said? Do you feel like that? All you parents out there, if you walked in on a child molester raping or molesting your daughter or son, would you feel more worried about the child molester's rights or your daughter or son's rights? How can you title this that Ted Nugent condones violence against child molesters?
Well, that's what the media has been doing, though. They've been twisting things like that to make it appear something that it's not.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm not saying that you get rid of all due process and courts and vigilante justice, but if you walked in and you were witnessing it, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts, this isn't about whether he did it or not, are you more worried about that child molester's rights? Personally, I would shoot him on the spot, too, just like Ted.
Well, yeah.
And that's the narrative that the left is afraid of, that you will be self-reliant, stand up for your own rights, and protect your family from harm. Because they want you to depend on the government to do that. And, you know, that's one of the things that you anti-preppers ought to consider out there, is that you can call the government, the sheriff or whoever, and stand around holding the phone waiting for him to show up to protect you while the screams are coming out of your bedroom.
Right.
So that's the narrative that the government people want you to have. That's because you won't stand up and fight for your own rights.
Yeah, and if we stood up and fought for our own rights, we wouldn't have, in my opinion, we wouldn't have so much of that going on in this country.
Well, that's what's happening. And so I get back to my point on the taxes. At what point in time will you stand up for your own rights and say, I'm not funding these guys anymore who are illegal, operating illegally, who are gaining my private property through taxation? I mean, I was going through some tax rates, and some of this stuff is starting to hit on Obamacare. People don't realize and wake up what's going on. There's some huge tax increases coming on this next year.
Yeah, some people are really going to be hurt over this, and they don't even know it. And then what are they going to do? All of a sudden, they're stuck in this category about the health care, and they're going to go, oh, my God, now what do I do?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about this health care a little bit. I got a clip to play from Ben Carson here somewhere. I don't know if Bob's got it keyed up yet. But let's. I think we've got a caller on the line. Is that Terry?
Terry's on the line with a question.
Terry.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning.
Hey, Sissy. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, the fun never stops.
Well, Mark, I just got to say, you just get better and better. You guys get better and better as your program goes on. I'm really enjoying this. You're having a great conversation, and I mean what you just played just now, my friend. Wow. You know, I am sick and tired of the government saying, hey, you need to have even a concealed weapon. Bullshit. Excuse me, did I say that?
Oops.
Did they bark me? I hope they did. Sorry.
I think they caught you, but...
Oh, good. Thanks, Bob. Anyway, you know, I'm just so tired. That's just ridiculous. I mean, what in the Second Amendment don't they understand? We just have to stop complying. I mean, it just has to go there. And it would be great if you would get that clip. And please play that on Carl Bott's program. And Carl, if you're listening, you need to play that clip. It's getting to the point now. I mean, can you imagine that woman being killed, the children being molested? I mean, holy mackerel. At what point do we finally just say, okay, well, we're going to start standing for something and not worry about who we offend when right's on our side? Am I going wrong here, you guys?
Well, no. I mean, the left seems to think they have the moral high ground. They can, if you question a child molester's rights, you're the bad guy. If you're not for cutting up children's babies and selling the body parts, you're somehow against you're for a war on women. And the narrative has to change. The narrative of that is being perpetrated by the mainstream media is starting to change, but it's the people out there that got to wake up and start thinking for themselves and saying enough is enough. We need to stand up and do what's right for the sake of being right, not just because the government told us to, but because of what is right is right. You know, killing children, cutting them up, molesting children, that type of thing cannot be condoned, and you don't attack the people that are against it. You go after the ones that are doing it.
Yeah, and the scary part of this is that he just talked about two incidences. This is happening many times over in this country.
Well,
you know, many times over. This is happening to people out there, and it's time that we quit letting them get away with doing what they're doing.
Where are the churches?
Yeah, where are the churches?
Where's the Christian right? Where's the churches? Where are they? Where are the pastors?
Right.
Where's the pastor standing up for right? I don't want to hear the garbage about authority, and we have to respect and we have to obey authority. No, we don't. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I know I've used that example many times, but it's so true. When they didn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar, who basically was appointed by God as ruler of the world, and they said, no, we're not going to bow down before your false god. We're not going to bow down before that statue. What we're going to do is we're going to stand here, and we're going to pray to our own God because our God trumps all laws. When they stood up for that, where are the churches? Where are you guys? Where are you pastors besides Guy Asherman? Where are you pastors? Where are you?
Yeah. Isn't that what the churches are supposed to be doing?
Isn't it?
Isn't that what they're designed
for? But this is all okay? It's all okay? Well, let's forget about it. Let's have a potluck.
Well, that's it. See, it's the cowardice, because it takes bravery to stand up for what's right. It takes bravery to say, I'm not paying my taxes anymore. It takes bravery to do the things that need to be done to right the ship here. And we better start seeing more of it out there, and I think we will. I think we are seeing it. But we're going to be the voice that's not going to agree with the mainstream media. We're going to be the voice that says what needs to be said about these issues and not knuckle under to this political correct garbage, the BS, as you so eloquently put it a minute ago. and then that's what needs to be done, and I think we're seeing that movement more and more across the country. But I'm pretty much done. Unless you want to be an anti-prepper, you know, and then, you know, you need to learn skill number 9, hiding valuable objects in your rectum. I mean, that's...
Well, I think we need to ramp it up, you know, instead of just taking our time and doing something about it. I think the people need to ramp it up, and I don't mean to go out with your gun and get violent against people. I mean standing together and making a difference, because...
Like open carry day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of stuff that needs to happen.
Are they going
to
arrest 5,000 people?
Well, yeah.
And our sheriff should be, involved in that. Our sheriff should be, I hate to say it because it's just been a burr under my saddle for quite some time, but I'm getting tired of all these wasted resources going after these stupid marijuana grows. They're going to grow this damn stuff and smoke it anyway. Just keep them from selling it to the kids, keep them from polluting the creeks. You know, that's all good. But the fact that, you know, you're saying they can't, you know, ingest something in their body, you know, who's in charge of their body? Oh, well, we don't want to, what about heroin? You know, if they want to shoot heroin, let them shoot heroin. But don't drive, don't sell it to kids, because if they are on a suicidal mission, they're going to do it anyway. And the sheriff and all these guys and all this federal government and all this money is being wasted on these resources instead of protecting us from foreign invaders. We're more worried about, pot than we are refugees coming in from Syria that have no connection to being refugees, other than the fact that they're from the Syrian army.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'll let you guys get back to your program. Thank you, you two. This is just, it's good stuff. But folks, we need action. You can become educated. I mean, we're already educated. We know what's going on. I mean, people, you just need to look around, you know. It's sort of like, well, you know, this is bad and that's bad. It's all bad. What we need to do is we need to turn it around, get liberty,
right,
and have
yep.
liberty. Because without liberty, nothing else really matters. And thank you, too, for everything you do.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
You know, and no matter how scared you are, you need to stand up and do the right thing.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean...
We're all scared.
Look at what just happened with the Iran deal. I mean, the Congress rejected it, and it's probably going to pass anyway, is what I'm hearing, with a veto override. Who are those Democratic senators that are voting for this? I mean, who are they? What needs to happen? Do they need to get drug out into the street? Does a bomb have to go off in Detroit? Well, that might help Detroit, but you know, Washington D.C., New York, Baltimore. I mean, is that what needs to happen before people wake up and go, there's a problem here? We need to get involved? So, you know, it's just a bad deal all the way around here that is happening, but we've got to start turning this around, and I believe we are, but it's a problem. So
it's time to get serious. Like I say, you know, we're all scared to a certain degree. We've never been here. We've never done this. I'm sure our founding fathers were scared, too.
Well, with that, we're going to talk today also about the top four things you can do prior to a dollar collapsing in an economic crisis. Maybe we should go to a break, and we'll come back, and let's roll that Ben Carson clip, and we'll talk about it. And,
Welcome for your questions and comments, or if you want to talk to us. Number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Touch me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
Here's a girl trying to steal my heart when I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Sovereign Mind Radio again on the Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're having quite a show today. We had a guest
she had an emergency.
Yeah, we were going to be talking about vaccines.
That's correct.
What was her name? Who was it going to
Janine Kloss.
Janine Kloss. We'll have to reschedule her. She had some kind of emergency with her family. So
yeah, hopefully everything's okay.
Kind of threw us a little bit of a loop, but, you know, we just have to, do what we do, that voodoo that we do so well.
Before we go on, you know, I was talking about fear. And I just come across this, and I've seen this before about fear. One definition is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise.
Well, either way, you know, you're going to have fear. You know, that's the difference between a brave man and a coward.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really
exactly
what
we're talking about. So face everything and rise.
Yeah. Go down swinging if you have to, I guess, but I'm not...
your choice.
I'm not going to stop swinging.
Not as long as I can do it.
This in from Sally. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government. Now, that's kind of what we're talking about here. So you can't keep funding your destruction and keep paying these guys... so you better start thinking ways to maximize your tax advantages or minimize your tax bite somehow, because these guys are going to implode anyway, and they need to be cut off at the pocketbook, and you need to start putting that into your family. So I'm not sure how you do that, but
they're gonna cut you off at one point anyway. They don't have your best interest at heart, that's for sure.
They can't put 200 or 300 million of us in jail if we all said, hey, we're not doing it anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Just everybody stand up on one issue and look at the power that we'd have.
The other alternative is we can move to China.
Well, you let me know how that works for you, okay?
Probably not so much. I mean, over there, they just, when you stand up over there, they run over you with a tank. So, what else have we got here? We've got White House claims 10,000 refugees from Syria will be vetted. FBI says they will not. So here we're back to the same narrative. If we listen to the mainstream media, they'll say that Obama says Syrian refugees will be vetted, and the FBI says they will not be vetted. And you can go to, this is Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and you can check this story out and vet it for yourself. I mean, follow it down. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest Thursday said that all refugees attempting to enter the United States would be exclusively screened. However, senior FBI officials have recently said in congressional testimony that the resources are simply not there to effectively vet every refugee coming into the country from Syria or Iraq. Now, we've got a report here from France that says that, that they're going to basically tackle Syria to solve migrant crisis. They're promising strikes. So here we go. France will soon launch airstrikes. This is from CNN. Will soon launch airstrikes in Syria. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls told CNN. Christina Amanpour on Wednesday saying refugee crisis cannot be solved by just receiving them. Okay, so what's going on? At the moment, there are a million Syrians who are displaced. There are refugee camps in Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, receiving 4 to 5 million Syrians. And we're not going to receive the 4 to 5 million Syrians, so the problem has to be dealt with at all sources, is what he said through the interpreter. So what is going on here? You know, we've got all this stuff, with these refugees. You know, one of them are saying that, they'll be vetted. The administration saying they'll be vetted. The FBI says they won't be vetted. You know, they're going, I'm hearing reports in Germany where the Germans are starting to revolt against this stuff. I also saw a report, in Norway where rebels, the Syrian refugees have been in there, and not just the refugees, but just Muslims in general have been raping the population in Norway. And there's some just absolute off the chart reports on that. And
even if they do vet them, look at how we know how our government has been vetting.
Well, and then these reports the Muslims are blaming the people that they're raping and the populace.
News this
hour. We're going to get cut off. We're at the top of the hour, so we'll have to pick this up on the other side.
I didn't know that.
We're at the top of the hour, so they'll cut us off, won't they, Bob?
Yes, we'll join the news in progress now on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The Sixers 1983 NBA championship team, Malone inducted into the Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2001. He had just attended the induction ceremonies for this year's class this weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. The Clinton email saga continues. Connie Lawn reports.
There is another problem for Hillary Rodham Clinton concerning her emails. The Washington Post contacted the company that managed her private email server. They say there is no knowledge of the server being wiped. This means some 31,000 emails which were deleted can be restored from the device. The email controversy and the ongoing Benghazi investigations may be hurting Hillary Clinton's quest for the presidency. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is not only showing strength in the GOP field, but also against the Democratic frontrunner.
In the latest CNN ORC poll, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson beats Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head general election matchup. He leads 51-46% among registered voters. Carson's performance against the former Secretary of State is better than both Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. The poll shows that Clinton's advantage among women has disappeared in matchups against Bush and Carson. Greg Clugston, The White House.
California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in Lake and Napa counties after a wildfire charred more than 60 square miles in 12 hours. And an official says a fourth inmate involved in a disturbance at an Oklahoma City, an Oklahoma prison, has died of those injuries overnight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There is something about the road that beckons. It invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through September 30th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Libya's rival governments have reached a consensus on the main elements of a political agreement. A UN spokesman says the two sides were able to overcome their differences on major outstanding issues today, increasing the likelihood of signing a long-awaited agreement to form a unity government sometime later this month. Since the 2011 overthrow and killing of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, Libya has slid into chaos. The country is currently divided between an Islamic-backed government in Tripoli and the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Voters are casting ballots across Russia today for local legislators and governors in elections expected to be won by candidates loyal to President Vladimir Putin. Legislative elections are being held in 11 of Russia's 83 regions, but the anti-Putin opposition was allowed to run only in the Kostroma region, which is just a couple hundred miles north of Moscow. News and analysis from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Here's something a little different, a fundraiser for California's Oakland Zoo featuring the works of some resident artists.
It's an auction of 32 colorful paintings produced by, among others, elephants, giraffes, river otters, and even a cockroach. The bids start at $200, and bids have been coming in. The painting sessions, supervised by zookeepers using only positive reinforcement, including plenty of treats, as they work with the animals. Last year, the zoo auctioned off a dozen paintings, raising almost $10,000.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says eBay bidding will wrap up on the 20th of the month. Today is Sunday, September 13th, the 256th day of 2015. There are 109 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1814, during the War of 1812, British naval forces began bombarding Fort McHenry in Baltimore, but were driven back by American defenders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Today is September 13th, and we've been talking about all kinds of different stuff. I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. I'll tell you, the old Confucius curse, may you live in interesting times, completely applies to the current
yes, it does.
Time frames in America, in the world for that matter.
Yeah,
so,
there's a lot of things going on we never thought we would see or hear.
Yeah, I mean we've got Ben Carson's queued up here. This was a little clip that I thought was very interesting on I believe it's CNN, and this is kind of a little bit of a gotcha moment on the for the host. So let's go ahead and listen to that, Bob, and then we'll have a little comment, Terry, after that.
Now the argument is that none of the federal money pays for abortion; that is separate funding. And that by defunding Planned Parenthood, you would be eliminating all these other vital medical procedures, which you as a doctor know. I know you oppose legal abortion, but what's your response to Ms. Lagance?
My response would be that all of the services that she mentioned are available through multiple other sources. And to take an organization that not only makes money by selling baby parts, doesn't seem to understand the sanctity of human life and is willing to destroy that. An organization whose founder believed in eugenics.
I'm talking about Margaret Sanger.
Yes, and even to the plurality of their clinics are in minority communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't that make the argument that they would make, which is that the services that you're talking about, forget abortion for a second, but the services you're talking about are not available everywhere, and that's where minorities and people who are lower income get mammograms and treatment for STDs and birth control, et cetera.
I thought that they were supposed to be able to get all of those things based on Obamacare. Why do we need Planned Parenthood? I thought that they were supposed to be able to get all of those things based on Obamacare. Why do we need Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, pretty telling question there. Why do we need Planned Parenthood if Obamacare is supposed to cover everything? And the fact that there's no answer to that from the host there is very telling as well. And we're starting to see more and more of the problem coming out with this Obamacare, the American, Affordable Care Act. And so it's just, what's happening here is you're going to see more and more and more people getting hit with taxes. People don't realize that all the tax rates went up after the first of the year. They're starting to file, they're going to start filing these returns. You're going to be 39% on the top rate. You're going to see capital gains up at 28%. You're already starting to see the tax increases now and, on Medicare and the payroll taxes. So, what is going on here? And you just can't get past the narrative that there's a real problem here, but the mainstream media just keeps telling us that, it's all good. So.
And it's okay.
That everything's okay. But I think even the Democrats are starting to discover that, this is a real problem. So.
Well, when it comes to the taxes and stuff, it doesn't look at you whether you're a Democrat or Republican or what you are. It's across the board. As far as that goes, for the average middleman.
Well, that's it. You know, so it's, I'll tell you what, man, we're just having a heck of a day today. My computer's freezing up again here, so I'm just having a hard time here getting to some of these stories.
Thanks,
Bob. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, I can't get this thing to stop, and there we go. And maybe I got it that time here, I don't know. It's my computer just keeps freezing up on me today, so it's making it very difficult for me to get some of this information. Anyway, I was going to look at the narrative. Boy, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if I have a bug going on here with some of the stuff that's happening.
Keep it to yourself. Yeah. I don't need it over my computer.
Well, this is from MoveOn.org, okay? Now, we've been talking about this Syrian refugee thing. This is a letter from Joe Comerforth, MoveOn.org, Civic Action. A week ago, our hearts were broken by the photo of a little boy drowning, lying alone in the sand, Syrian refugee. But the new images of people with open arms welcoming exhausted Syrian refugees the world over have begun to put our hearts back together. The profound decency of ordinary folks is driving governments to respond to this crisis. Now it's America's turn to act. On Thursday, President Obama said he would allow 10,000 Syrian refugees to enter the United States. It's a step in the right direction, but it's a tiny fraction of what is needed. In fact, that number is 1/80th of the number welcomed by Germany in a country far smaller than the U.S. That's why Move On members and our friends are launching America Welcomes, an urgent national campaign to raise the number of Syrian refugees admitted into the United States to at least 100,000 and to encourage people in local communities across the country to open their hearts and extend a welcome. Wow. Now, You put that in conjunction with this. This is from Jews News. Okay, that's the name of the website. It's Jews News, J-E-W-S News, .co.il. I think if you just type in Jews News, you'll get it. And ISIS to Europe. We are coming disguised as refugees and will kill anyone who refuses to convert to Islam. Okay? Wow, that's a little different than the little MoveOn.org piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, do you trust MoveOn.org? Do you trust the Obama administration to have our best interest in mind? Do you trust him to do what's right for us, the American people, at this point? Do you think that there couldn't possibly be some truth to the fact that ISIS could be coming to America disguised as refugees?
Well, didn't they tell us that a long time ago, that that's what they would do?
Yeah. Now I'm looking at, you know, some quotes here from, you know, different things here from Muhammad and John. And this is the words of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. Killing unbelievers, non-Muslims, is a small matter to us. Allah is the best of deceivers. That's from the Quran. Surah 3, I'm not really familiar with the books of the Quran, but 3:5-4. Allah is the best of the deceivers. Now, I've seen some videos this last week, and we'll try to queue up. You know, I'm trying to pull some up, but we're having a problem with my computer, where these people are refusing water. That is, you know, the police are, you know, coming into these refugee camps, try to give them water. They're throwing the water down. They're stomping it. They threw it out on the railroad tracks. They're yelling out at the top of their voice, Allah Akbar. And they all have a really bad attitude, and I don't see hardly any women and children amongst them.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And we're supposed to take more of them in with open arms?
Yeah. They're talking about 100,000. Now, what could go wrong with 100,000 unvetted refugees out of Syria? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the fact that Move On. I mean, I'm looking right at this is a letter. I mean, I'm on the email for MoveOn.org. I like to see what the enemy's doing, recon them. And they're talking about at least 100,000 more that they want to come in. And we just read the stories about the FBI saying that they've unvetted. They haven't vetted. You got the administration. Oh, yeah, we're vetting them. Everything is good. These are all good people. Welcome them with open arms. Everything's great. And the FBI is going, no, we can't vet them properly. Because how do you vet a refugee with no papers? They're fleeing their country under supposed persecution. Now,
because they'll tell you the truth, right?
Of course they will. And we know that from these reports that they don't want, they're all Muslims.
Right.
They're not letting any of the Christians out. Okay, the Christians, they don't get the pass. They don't get the refugee status. So what could possibly go wrong if, and now haven't we been told that they're trying to do a worldwide caliphate? You know,
yes.
And then now we're putting all of these Syrian refugees into all of these European countries, and now they want to send at least another 100,000 to our country. Wow. Unvetted. Wow. Yeah. So it's unbelievable. I'll go on to keep reading this moveon.org. We'll make sure, you know, they're showing us pictures of, if you click on the big button and you can add your photo here and it'll have all the information and resources that you need. We'll make sure these pictures reach President Obama, the U.S. State Department, and the national press.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Making it unmistakably clear that Americans stand ready to embrace refugees and we demand solutions to the crisis that are humane, dignified, and worthy of our shared human values. What about the values of the Christians in Syria? What about their values? What about the ones?
What about the values of the people here in our own country right now?
So it's only about the Muslims getting out, and so there's something. You know, of course, something stinks here to high heaven if you just look at the writing on the wall. And so I'm just saying that you know, would you be surprised at this point if our own government was going to, you know, let Syrian supposed refugee ISILs, we don't know who they are, into the country here in excess of 100,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So you know, and you could donate too. You could donate money to them. And on Wednesday, Secretary of State John Kerry indicated that, you know, President Obama's Obama wants to do what he can to increase the number of Syrians welcome in the United States. This is not a moment for our country to do only what we can. This is a moment for everyone to do what we must in Washington D.C. and our local communities. Will you take 5 minutes today to take a photograph that could make a difference in the lives of 10,000 people? Wow. So there you have it.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean,
that's very scary.
Pretty scary when you think about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the the fact that, you know, you've got this thing coming out of the Jews news saying that, you know, the Syrian rebels, you know, are coming disguised as, the ISIS is coming to Europe disguised as Syrian rebel refugees. And they'll try to kill anybody who, and that hasn't happened before here, has it?
No.
Has there been any people that have tried to convert us to, Muhammad or Muslim or Islam or whatever?
Yeah, it's a constant battle over here right now.
Dearborn, Michigan, there's been people with their heads cut off, you know, Oklahoma, you know, gee, they bombed the World Trade Center. They wouldn't ever deceive us and lie to us.
No.
And, gee, the President of the United States, he would never deceive and lie to us, would he? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break.
Okay.
Let's go to a break. We'll come back and we'll hit some other stuff.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind. know who you are.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. A little Steely Dan there. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can't make this stuff up.
I know, just before we went to the break, you know, we were talking about all the people coming over, the refugees and all that. And I just, I haven't been able to, you know, run it down. But this comes from MMCnews.com. And it's saying that Germany has put 4,000 troops on standby because of the refugees coming into the country, and that the... they're having some problems with that.
Yeah, evidently they have. I was looking at the article here on Yahoo, and evidently so far this year they've put 450,000 refugees have arrived in Germany, including 37,000 in the first 8 days of September alone. So, gosh darn, I mean, if you wanted to invade another country, disguised as refugees. That's almost a 500,000 people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that's already in there, and they're predicting to bring in, what is it, 25,000 more.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying, if everything's so good, why have they got the troops standing by there in Germany?
Oh, this says the German foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said Friday in Prague that Germany expects 40,000 new migrants in just this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So what the heck is going on? I mean, is this an invasion of migrants or?
I know nothing.
That's the sergeant. Yeah, that's the Sergeant Schultz deal there.
Yeah. So for them trying to help him out, it seems like it's backfiring just a little bit in Germany at the moment.
Yeah. So
do some research on it, folks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're just kind of bringing this stuff up here to throw out there and say what's going on. I mean, and Todd Anderson just posted something on the Points to Ponder on the government shutdown. But we have a caller on the line, I believe. And who is it?
It's Lori.
Lori, good morning, Lori. How you doing?
Good morning. I am going to follow up with what Terry just called in on the religion and the faith. I've got two bulletins before me of local churches. And one is, 6-7 pages long, and I get that in the mail. One of them I get online, and another one I'm going to mention because I appreciate what they're doing as far as activism, and that's First Church. I went about 2 months ago, and the pastor, he's, I think, a fairly new one, Rod Bimbley, had told his congregation that he was going to go on the streets as a homeless person and get a feel for what that would be like. Rather than pray for them, rather than do a collection plate or basket, he actually was taking physical, real, committed action. I had spoke to our other colleague, Dane, about how many of these faith-based churches do not even take action with life support, our air quality, the pollutions, the toxins, and so forth. So I just have to say, with the things that are in the calendar, I think you'll get an idea of, I'm not slamming what's going on in these churches as far as what they're offering to maybe distract us, I'm not sure, but they have prayer requests, AA meetings, World Prayer Day, the teen groups, the potlucks, like Terry mentioned, retreats so people can just go away somewhere and meditate in the woods and have a drum circle and a bonfire, I don't know. Endowments are huge. They need their money. They need their membership. One church sponsored the Vegetarian Society. They're always looking for choir members. Maybe they'll do some yoga and meditation. One church has had a big yard sale, like many do, to raise money. And I tend to find that many of them have more memorial-type focus, like it's in the past, like they might once a year do something for the AIDS thing in December. Or they'll have something when the vets have a memorial or whatnot. And it's just, I'm not seeing a lot of activism. And when I hand off things for them to post on the bulletin boards, I'm not seeing that they put them up there because it's either too hot, too political. We don't do that. We'll just pray for it. Why don't you just put this in the prayer request? Really?
Yeah, that's
So I'm from Minnesota, and we have a thing where we would take in a lot of people from Hmong people when I was a young person. And I'm, I'm in my 50s right now, but this whole thing with Minnesota taking in some Somalis. I had a friend from Winnipeg send me some severely disturbing, violent video of people just, I can't remember the country at this moment. But it's just the alternative media, like you keep sharing, and I'm writing down all the ones that you mentioned, is the Reading, we have Bethel. I don't go there, but every time I'm hearing people from another country or an accent, you'll talk to them, and they're here for Bethel. And so I'm like, I wonder what's their take, and if there's any listeners that attend Bethel, I would love to hear about what is happening in this community, because when I moved here back in 2002, it was huge amount of Christian faith. I'm like, do we need this kind of diversity this much, and why is the city so hard and suffering, and the homeless just never ceases to minimize, it's getting worse.
It is.
So I'm just kind of like, I do want to connect with this pastor and see what his experience was on the street. He said he already fit the part because he has a beard. He was being funny, of course. But of all the churches, that if I had to pick one, I'm going to consider the First Church because this person is walking the talk.
All right.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I'm just having all kinds of computer problems. I don't know whether we've got something going on here or what.
Well, with that, or if you want to, Lori, give me his name and number off the air and see if we can get him onto the show and give his take on what he's doing out there for the community.
I will be on hold. I will give you that information on First Church with Pastor Rod Briefly.
Yeah, so just our Monday night, give me the information, because we're open to bringing pastors on or ministers on it and getting their take on to what's going on out there. And so if we can, I can get that information,
I will
do that.
I'd just like to identify the ones that are actually doing something other than the same old thing on whatever, Saturday, Sunday, whatever their day of worship is. Wow, can you just come out of your building and off?
Exactly. You know, it shouldn't stop on Sunday, you know? You're supposed to be doing it 7 days a week. So
yes, indeed. Yeah. All right, thanks. I'm loving the show as always.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, so we've got a bunch of stuff going. I just had to reboot my computer here because it's not working very well. But maybe we'd go to a break real quick here. I gotta get some stuff pulled back.
Okay, but before we do, like I say, if anybody else knows of any ministers or clergymen or anything that would like to come on the air and give us their take and how they feel about what's going on, we're more than happy to book them on the show. And with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
My words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or Inside Entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
One, two, three, four.
It's getting to the point.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, community radio for the No State. Getting kind of weird out there, people. Yeah, with all the Syrian thing, and then, you know, you got France getting ready to use airstrikes, and then you've got Russia moving troops and help into Syria. Gee, they're not going to start a war here, are they? You know, Russia's beefing up its military presence in Syria. Putin says that there's no talk just yet about Russian troops joining the fight against ISIS. So whose side are we on here? We're funding ISIS. Russians are fighting ISIS. You got, you know, refugees, 450,000 of them more, and plus going into Germany. Now our president wants to let 100,000 of these in. Are you kidding me?
And how many do we got coming through the southern border?
And these guys are screwed up. I don't care what side they're on. Okay? I mean, you look at all the rapes in Norway as an example. 100% of the rapes were committed by Muslims. Those are the kind of, and they're blaming the rapees. They're saying, you guys are dressing too provocatively, so we had to rape you. Yeah. And I saw a just graphic, horrible picture yesterday of a young woman that was killed, and it was unbelievable by these guys. These guys are animals, a lot of them. So, and if you're not vetting any of them, it's just like a sanctuary city in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, their crime's going off the charts. What the hell do you think's going to happen if you let 100,000 plus refugees from a Middle Eastern country where, you know, where the only thing that they worry about is Allah Akbar? What could possibly go wrong? And in the meantime, our president's, what's his biggest worry? Climate change. Climate change.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, what the hell is going on here? Okay. You know, this is, the world's going crazy here, but I think that it's too stupid to be stupid, as old Greg Hunter says. You know, what is going on here? You can't make this stuff up, you know, and then you've got Greece has just rejected a request from the U.S. to close its airspace to Russian planes flying overhead to deliver supplies to Syria. What? Russia says the planes are carrying humanitarian aid. The U.S. says they're carrying arms. I don't know.
It's just absolutely crazy.
I don't know. Are these guys just trying to get out of the fight? Most of these, you know, guys are military-age men, you know, not women and children. So what the hell?
Yeah. Why aren't they staying back and fighting in their country and sending the women and children over like we talked before?
Yeah, you know, and then
to throw away any support that Germany or whoever's given them, the water, like you say, and all that, like they're, you know.
Yeah, and then you got these reports of these alternate news sources saying that there are dozens of intelligence analysts working at the U.S. military. CENTCOM complained that the reports on ISIS were being made to look like the groups were a lot weaker than the analysts believe they are.
Yeah.
Boy, when you add all this stuff up, if you are not getting a little bit of a tingle up your spine, you're not very smart. I'm also looking at a story here, too. This is from about the Chinese. There's a U.S. backlog. There's a backlog right now of 39,000 Chinese nationals in the U.S. illegally awaiting deportation. Immigration officials. What the hell's going down at the immigration department? What the heck's going on? What did Obama appoint a bunch of freaking numbnuts? What the hell's going on down there? Immigration officials say that 900 of them are classified as violent offenders. Okay, so it's okay, 39,000. What could 900 of them that are classified as violent offenders possibly, what problems could they possibly cause in the United States while being here because they haven't been deported because of a backlog? And it appears that China doesn't even want them back.
Imagine that.
Wow, China's government has failed to provide the necessary paperwork to deport them back to China. Take them in a frickin' boat, do a flyby. I don't know, drop them out of a plane without a chute. Who gives a crap? Get them out of here.
Isn't that what we hear about all of them, though? All of the ones that come across that are violent and are criminals, their country doesn't want them back, so we're supposed to keep them? Because their country doesn't want them back? Really?
Okay, with that, okay, here's from Fox News. Your most trusted news source. No, not really.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. What? Okay. So, Florida online troll charged an alleged plot to bomb 9/11 memorial event in Kansas City. So evidently, this Florida man, described as an online troll, posted as an ISIS supporter living in Australia, was arrested Thursday and accused of trying to plan a bomb attack on a 9/11 memorial in Kansas City this weekend. The U.S. Attorney General's office said that Joshua Ryan Goldberg, boy, is that a frickin' ironic. Okay, so he says he's an ISIS supporter, and his last name is Goldberg?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Was arrested and charged with distributing information related to explosive, destructive devices, and weapons of mass destruction. He faces up to 20 years in prison. The criminal complaint says Goldberg of Orange Park, about 15 miles south of Jacksonville, began communicating online with an FBI informant in July and gave that person information on how to build a bomb and a pressure cooker, nails, and rat poison. Instructions on how to build such devices have been widely publicized by Islamic terror groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula Digital magazine Inspire, which released its most recent issue this week. So when he was arrested, Goldberg admitted to posting the Twitter messages and so forth. And according to the affidavit, the Australian informant asked an online user believed to be Goldberg, "Are you not at all concerned with the way that you are, you know, that some of these jihadi nutcases might actually kill someone at your behest?" And Goldberg replied, "These guys are keyboard warriors." Expletive taken out. You know, so the whole thing is like, so they set this guy up, the FBI, so they can then take him out before the event happens. So they set the guy up, and then they take him out and say they have foiled a terrorist attack. Why didn't they just take him out before we even got to the point where it's a problem, you know? And this guy's posting that kind of stuff online,
right.
You know? So anyway, it's another one of those things that, you know, gee, what could these guys do? This is one guy. And, you know, so the FBI helped to orchestrate the terror plot and then foil it in the nick of time. What the heck is that all about?
Craziness. That's what that's
total
about.
Total craziness.
Yeah,
well,
that's just insane.
Let's take a look at some of the other stuff that's going on today. I lost all of my articles today because the stupid computer wigged out on me, and I had binary code all over my screen and everything else. I don't know. Maybe someone's trying to somebody stop me. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But
strange things happen.
So let's go to a break. Maybe I can come back and go ahead and play that one, and then I sent you a video too as well, Bob, and you can come back with that one after the break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, Might want to you might want to hook up with Jesus there a little bit here pretty soon. I don't know. Things are looking pretty crazy, I swear. It doesn't get any worse than this. Well, maybe it does.
Well, it could. Be careful what you say, because it could get a lot worse than what we're dealing with at the moment.
Well, let's take a look at some of the financial news. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. The China is dumping our dollars. You know, it's no secret that China is the second largest holder of U.S. debt, the first being the Federal Reserve. So Americans should be concerned that China is starting to dump some of its treasury holdings. After all, it raises serious questions about whether China will keep lending Washington money to help finance the federal debt in the future. Now, we've talked about this 150 days of Jack Lew suspending the debt ceiling, and I think that that's coming to a head. There's going to be some real problems here in the future. That, you know, are they going to raise the debt limit on October 30th or before? Because that's going to be the next fight in Congress. You know, if they just keep raising the debt, oh, they can keep doing that. They can keep printing money. But at some point in time, this whole thing just dumps. Now, is the stock market going to dump before we even get there? I don't know. I mean, it's
been going up and down quite a bit in the last week or so, hasn't it?
Well, it's crazy days, because it's actually been going down. We lost about 10% in the last 3 months, and the world looks like it's going down. You've got the markets across the world jumping down. China as high as, I think it's 28 or 30%, and they're all seem to be going down in tandem across the board, Asia, Europe, and the United States. So, you know, I hold tight and see what happens, but, you know, the fact that China is dumping U.S. dollars right now in treasuries, you know, they, I forget how much it was like 98 billion in treasuries just this last, 94 billion in just August. So,
wow.
You know, leaving, you know, it has a war chest of 3.6 billion left, but, it's very hard to believe that, you know, they're not going to keep dumping our debt. So, if that happens, then, you know, all bets are off, because we could see a flood of, Chinese cash going into the markets, and man, I'll tell you what, we could have a hyperinflation and all that going on. So I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but I'm a little out of my game today, because we've got so many things that have happened with the computers this morning that I just having a hard time keeping up with everything due to the fact that my stories keep getting wiped out right in front of my eyes here.
Yeah, that's a good excuse.
Yeah.
And the day just started off different with, you know, the emergency coming up with our guests and stuff. So it's kind of threw us off our game a little bit here.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. So it's just bear with us. You know, I've got another Wall Street Daily article here that, you know, Obama is, you know, trying to set up a new currency. And unlike Bitcoin, even the U.S. dollar, this currency is backed by real tangible assets. I'll believe that when I see it.
And what assets are those?
Yeah, exactly. What assets are those? So so we'll wait here and see what's happening with that. But this is from Wall Street Daily, so we'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, I don't know. Things are just getting weird all over on everything, so... you can't. It's really hard to figure out what the truth is here with this stuff across the board, because there's so many different things coming at us so fast. And I think it's done on purpose, quite frankly, because we can't keep up with the story, so we don't know what's happening here. So we're being overwhelmed a little bit.
Yeah, one person can't keep up with it all and make a living for your family and work and everything, you know.
Well, I've got the. You know, Judicial Watch pulled up here. Let's talk a little bit about sanctuary cities, you know, this whole thing there. It seems like their sanctuary cities have, the arrest. Number of arrests for murder is up 55%, and the number of arrests for rapes is up 370%, according to Judicial Watch investigators. They uncovered these shocking facts. I hate to say shocking because you sound like something off of Fox News. They're not entirely surprising, though. Numbers through July 9th of 2015, the California Public Records Act request that sought the number of arrests for violations of the following crimes between 2011 and 2015. You've got first and second degree murder, simple assault, battery, and rape. According to the data provided by the Sheriff's Department, arrests for violations of the most violent of the crimes listed, murder and rape, have soared over the past 4 years. Now, you know, is that because of the sanctuary cities? I venture to say yes, because, you know, people are attracted to these places as a place to go because they're not going to deport you. They're not going to throw you out of the country. You know, I mean, these guys are doing whatever they want, and they're not taking any responsibility at the local level. The sheriff is a total idiot. So it's only the
It's got to contribute to what's going on as far as the violence and stuff with these cities.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. But, you know, it's funny how the media says, you know, we all have to follow the law unless they don't want you to. You know, like, you know, we're supposed to follow all this immigration law, you know, unless you decide not to. And I was listening to Bill O'Reilly the other day, and talk about twisted logic. You know, the federal government is supposed to override everybody's rights except on certain situations that, you know, they agree with. So it's funny. What else?
Not really.
Yeah, not really. I was going to talk a little bit about Hillary and her emails. We've got coming to fruition. Do we need to go to a break, Bob, or
no.
Are we coming up before the hour?
Got about 4 minutes till the top of the hour.
All right. So, you know, we keep seeing there's a new salvo of emails coming out about this specialist Pagliano, and he's been implicated in the email scandal. And it's Clinton again, and, you know, it keeps popping up with in connection with questions concerning crimes, classified information, mishandling, secrecy, lies, and purloined government documents. So evidently this aide who set this thing up, server, is taking the fifth, is my understanding, and maybe he's going to agree to... immunity is what it sounds like. So we'll just have to wait and see. I got a tickle in my throat.
Well, we'll just have to let you get rid of that tickle. My computer, I have got to plug it in because it just shut off, so I'm not looking at anything. So we're just having computer issues all
the
way around.
We're batting 1,000 a day.
Yeah, huh? I'm telling you. But back to Hillary. I mean, how many different things have to happen before people wake up to the fact that she's lying and covering up on many issues?
I think that
whether it's the emails, Benghazi, you know.
I think it's starting to show up. And, the problem with this whole thing is that, you know, she should be getting, you know, criminal charges here. But you've got the Department of Justice under, Obama. And so they're not going to prosecute anybody, but you never know. Maybe my personal feeling is that he's holding this over her head so that she doesn't rat him out on the Benghazi thing at some point. So
or many other issues like
many
that.
Many other issues. These guys are all a bunch of
criminals too in there.
Yeah. So who knows? But so they've initiated this lawsuit, and so we need to stay tuned on that and figure out what's going to end up on there. But I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. There's everything just seems like it's spinning out of control faster and faster and faster to me. But at the same time, it's all good, right? With the unemployment rates down, recovery's going well.
Sure it is.
There's no world war brewing in the Middle East or anything like that.
No, it's brewing right on our homeland. how much more information do you have to have that there's problems in paradise, you know?
Well, uprisings are happening all over the place. It seems like that's going to be the word of the day. There we go.
Yeah.
I get to buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks for $36 pretty soon if the Chinese keep dumping our dollars. But, hey, you know, Obama said he thinks he's a good president.
Well, of course he does.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks he's a good president. He thinks he's
Hitler thought he was good, too.
Doing a great job. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, well. You know, there you have it. It's it is what it is. But anyway, we got about a minute before a break, so... I'm really struggling here because my throat is tickly and my computer's
well,
out
well,
of
well, while you're doing that, I just want to let the people know out there. I've had a lot of people ask me about the Gator tickets. We're winding that down. We're going to do the drawing the first Monday of October, and right offhand, I don't know what the date is. So we haven't drawn for it yet. It'll be the first Monday in October. We will draw for that, just to let everybody know out there. So we do have a few tickets left, so if you really want to double check and make sure that you might win it, I have a few tickets left. So,
well, there you go. Very good.
So we can get that into the hands of somebody.
Well, I guess we're probably going to go to a break, I guess, here. It's about top of the hour, and we'll come back hopefully with some material here and get our
computers back up. So with that, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency today in Lake and Napa counties. That's where a wildfire has burned more than 60 square miles in just 12 hours, prompting thousands to flee their homes. Cal Fire spokesman Joshua Rubenstein is standing by at the Butte Fire.
We've made a little bit of progress. We had a run yesterday afternoon because of a influence of wind. We're currently at 65,000 acres and about 20% containment.
Multiple fires burning across California. Four firemen suffered second-degree burns in fighting the blazes yesterday. Basketball Hall of Famer Moses Malone has died. Police in Norfolk, Virginia say Malone was found dead at a hotel when he failed to report to a celebrity golf tournament he was scheduled to play in. The three-time NBA MVP attended the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies this weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts, before returning to his native Virginia. Malone was 60 years old. President Obama will not be staying at New York's famed Waldorf Astoria Hotel now that it's owned by a Chinese company.
For decades, American presidents and other U.S. officials have stayed at the Waldorf Astoria, but the White House confirms that Mr. Obama will stay at the New York Palace Hotel later this month for the U.N. General Assembly. Spokesman Josh Earnest says the decision was based on a range of considerations.
Those considerations include everything from available space to cost and to security.
Privately, U.S. officials say the change is due in large part to concerns about Chinese spying. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Greek authorities say 28 people have drowned, half of them children, after a wooden smuggling boat capsized in the southeastern Aegean Sea. The tragedy took place before dawn today off the Greek island of Farmakonisi. Greek Coast Guard boats rescued 68 other migrants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
Israeli police say they've restored calm around Jerusalem's most sensitive holy sites today after early morning clashes with Palestinian protesters. Police moved into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound about 7 a.m. local time. They had received reports that protesters were planning to disrupt visits to the area by Jewish worshipers. The clashes took place hours before the onset of the Jewish New Year, Israelis coming to the area to the Temple Mount to worship. Turkey's state-run news agency says nine people people have been killed, 3 police officers and 6 Kurdish rebels in clashes in southeastern Turkey. The Anadolu agency says rebels detonated an explosive-laden vehicle early today at a police checkpoint in the southeastern province of Sirnak. That killed 2 police officials and wounded 5 others. 6 Kurdish rebels were killed during operations launched afterwards and in separate clashes. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Today is National Grandparents' Day, if you didn't know.
Each year on the Sunday following Labor Day, grandchildren across the country honor their grandparents. National Grandparents' Day even has its very own song, announced in 2004 as A Song for Grandma and Grandpa by Johnny Prill, and the forget-me-not is the official flower. National Grandparents' Day is expected to grow in significance over the next decade as the number of grandparents in the U.S. rises from 65 million in 2011 to 80 million in 2020 as a result of the baby boom. Val Dior reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 13th, a birthday for a number of notable people, including actress Jacqueline Bisset. She is 71 years old. Singer Peter Cetera, also 71. Radio and TV personality Tavis Smiley turns 51 years old today. Country musician Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts is 40. Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hopefully we're back on track here. I hope I've got my computer fixed, and I don't know. And the way it's been acting, it's been kicking me out of my stories. It just did again on another issue here. I was looking at, James Clapper was saying that they're worried about these refugees, and Linda just pulled up a story about Germany closing their borders down. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the refugees coming in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, they had the troops standing by, but now they're talking about closing the borders down all the way because it's not what it's made out to be, and they found a container containing guns and ammo. Imagine that for the refugees.
Oh, that's what all refugees need. And I'm looking at this thing. Germany expects 800,000 of these migrants to arrive in Germany this year. 800,000? Really? Why Germany? And I guess the fact that they've got, they're finding guns and ammunition stored in containers.
Yeah, and there's no women and children amongst them, and they're young men that are coming across, what, 2/3 of them?
Anybody hear that? Anybody remember the story of Troy, Trojan horse?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's applicable for this stuff. Of course, MoveOn.org thinks that we should just up the ante. And we should trust our president because he knows what's best for us, and he's always had our best interests in mind, and he would never lie to us about anything, would he?
So we're getting flooded from, he wants to flood us with the Syrian refugees, and we're getting flooded from the southern border. And then I just read an article that there's like 27 Christians detained at ISIS Because you gotta, Christians.
You got to get those evil Christian guys because they do stuff like pray and feed the poor and
take care of their people, and they're not out to kill everybody.
And, yeah, other than the Muslim guys, they don't do anything bad, do they?
It's just really scary.
There's no track record of any abuses or human non-human type behavior. Gosh, I mean, it's incredible. Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit here. And this was posted on September 11th, and this is from the Washington Star News. Highest tenured faculty member in Chicago law spoke out on Barack Obama, saying professors hated him because he was lazy, unqualified, and never attended any of the faculty meetings. Imagine that. This is Doug Ross. He reported this. And, what has Obama been doing since he got there besides play golf and ruin the frickin' world? You know, through his transparent, he's not a sock puppet or nothing, is he?
No.
Yeah, no, nobody's sock puppet.
No, he really cares.
Yeah, he does.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
We're starting to get back on stride here, I can tell. The computer's starting to work. We got Stuart Smalley. Bob is right on cue. Life is good. So this report from Doug Ross says that he spent some time at the highest tenured faculty with the highest tenured faculty member at Chicago Law a few months back, and he did not have many nice things to say about Barry. Obama applied for the position as adjunct and wasn't even considered. A few weeks later, the law school got a phone call from the Board of Trustees telling him to find him an office. Now, why is that? Do you think that maybe there was some big money that called the Board of Trustees and said, listen, we'll either pull your funding or we'll donate something, this guy's not got anybody. He's not, he hasn't got any handlers, does he?
No, not at all.
Yeah, he's got no sponsors that are covering for him and pushing him through and getting stuff done. And he's not a big setup or a Manchurian candidate, is he? He wouldn't be backed by any Saudi Arabian families or anything like that, would he? And he couldn't possibly be a Muslim. Oh, he's a Christian because he went to Jeremiah Wright's church, right?
Yeah, how well that worked.
Yeah, with their...
Not a problem here.
Yeah, so they got a call telling him to put him in office, put him on the payroll, they say, and give him a class to teach. The board told him that he didn't have to be a member of the faculty, but they needed to give him a temporary position. He was never a professor and was hardly an adjunct. I guess that's how you pronounce that. Adjunct?
Adjunct?
Adjunct? Yeah.
I'm not sure. Or he's... I'm not looking at...
I'd take off the AD and you got junk. Junked. So just saying, but spelled backwards is dumb. So anyway, the other professors hated him because he was lazy, unqualified, never attended any of the faculty meetings. It was clear that the position was nothing more than a political stepping stool. According to the professor's friend, he had the lowest intellectual capacity in the building. He had,
well, that's confidence there for a president.
Oh, yeah. He also doubted whether he's legitimately the editor of the Harvard Law Review, because if he was, he would be the first and only editor of an Ivy League law review to never be published while in school. Publication is or was a requirement. I wonder if we opened up Barry's records, if we would find anything in his sordid past that indicated that he wasn't, say, who he says he was, and he's been lying all the time. Of course, that's just conspiracy theory tinfoil hat crap, right?
Yeah.
Move on. Nothing to see here. Please sit first. Nothing to see here. Please.
Yeah, it's like, what? Okay, so now we've got a photo. A lot of us have seen this photo of him teaching. This photo of Barack Obama teaching a class in Chicago was posted in February 2008 at the Presto Pundit. In this class, Barack Obama is teaching his students the principles of Saul Alinsky. Notice the flow chart indicating the flow of the money and the power out of productive businesses. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing to do in a capitalist society, is get all the power out of the corporations to flow to someplace else like Washington.
Well, kind of like what we got going on right now?
So that we won't have any jobs anymore and our economy will go to crap?
Kind of like what we have going on right now in our...
Transparently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Saul Alinsky came up with the idea of this power allowance, power analysis, which looks like a relationship built on self-interest between corporations, banks, and utilities. Barack Obama was teaching students in Chicago the Alinsky principles. Okay, let's see. So Alinsky was an avowed communist, and pick up his book. It's a great reading. You know,
you need to be aware of it.
Oh, I mean, the first thing he does is dedicate it to Lucifer. But you
right.
Know,
yeah,
that's normal, isn't it? Where you dedicate your book to the devil.
Yeah.
Okay, and that should be taught in every school in the country, right? Every law school, Columbia, Harvard, all that stuff. We should be teaching communist principles that are dedicated to Satan. And so, why wouldn't we do that? And so, we got Barack Obama here, whose mother was a self-described communist, father self-described communist. We've got his mentor was a self-described communist. His grandfather and grandmother self-described communist. He's teaching Saul Alinsky's communist theory and practice of how to take over a government in school, and somebody has backed him. He's had some kind of a sponsor or something, and the board of trustees say that he didn't know crap and he never got anything published out of the law review, and so he's just transparent as heck, isn't he?
Yeah. So he moves to the front of the class and able to become president because and how?
Well, because after watching all this, the bribes, the kickbacks, the lies, and the threats in the past years,
and he was vetted, right?
How they fought to rule over the healthcare industry. It's obvious the only subject Obama excels in is Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and Marxism. And now he wants a bunch of foreign refugees to come through the country that all espouse death to America. They're just refugees. They're just they're just hungry and they're coming out.
And we need to take care of them, and they have no hidden agenda, and we should feel sorry for them and bring them into the country.
I think so. And something, we could put this, they're going to bring a big horse with them too, and they're going to push it out into the square of Washington, and then we can all look at this horse and it'll be great and there won't be anything hidden inside, right?
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not supposed to know those things because we're just not supposed to know those things.
Here's why we want to let him in too. Here's another news story. This comes from, Overpasses for America, Standing with the Constitution, overpassesforamerica.com. Over 90% of Middle East refugees in U.S. collect welfare. Wow. This comes from via Breitbart. More than 90% of the recent refugees from the Middle East nation are on food stamps, and nearly 70% receive cash assistance, according to government data. According to the Office of Refugee Resentment, it's like social insecurity, refugee, there's all these Freudian slips, refugee resettlement, data highlighted by the Immigration Subcommittee staff, Senator Jeff Sessions, chairman of the Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest. In 2013, 91.4% of Middle Eastern refugees accepted to the U.S. between 2008 and 2013 received food stamps. 73% were on Medicare, CAID, or refugee medical assistance, and 68.3% were on cash welfare. And I'm sure they're just accepting that and not working on the side, and they're just honest, upstanding citizens.
Yes.
And let's allow 100,000 more of them that are coming out of a war-torn country here, with ties to ISIS probably, and container ships full of guns that they
and
find,
ammo,
and just because Obama said that they're good people, listen to MoveOn.org, because they're just stand-up people, and they have our best interest in mind, and everything is good and awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome to lose. Yeah, let's party forever. Let's not worry about all this crap.
Yeah, there's no problem. Just move along. Everything will be okay if you just let the government do what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing's wrong here, you know. I mean, gosh, our government is just, wow. But the most important thing right now is global warming, you know. I mean, because, or no, it's not even global warming anymore. It's climate change because
yes.
It doesn't matter which way the thermometer goes. You're right.
It's
if it warms up, see?
And I told you so.
If it gets colder, it's...
I told you so.
Wow.
And people are eating that up.
Okay, with that, you know, we should maybe talk about a couple other things. How about what to do in an economic crisis and the top four things to do prior to a collapse? Yeah, here's the...
You mean prepare yourself?
Okay, and then we've got Naomi Prinz, keynote speaker, who recently addressed the Fed, the IMF, and the World Bank, warns of global collapse. Now, do you think that they could see that a lot of this is coming and that we've got a global collapse going and we should get all of these refugees when people are in chaos coming in from another country who's in chaos, war-torn, coming in to, let's just get them all over into all the European Western countries because they're not going to cause any problems if there's an economic collapse, are they?
No. They're going to help us out.
Yeah, they're on welfare, they're food stamps, they're upstanding citizens, you know, and they're not communist guys or nothing. They would
they'll make sure that we
do
get
anything
they'll share their food with us and make sure that we're safe.
I think we could probably go to a break. What do you think, Bob? Let's go to a break.
All right, let's go to a break. This is KCNR 1460.
Go to a break before I throw my phone through the window.
Community for the North State.
Your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
This Sunday, we welcome Kim Spencer. She's the co-founder and author of The Thinking Minds Revolution. While parenting kids with autism spectrum disorder, chronic childhood diseases, and disabilities, this group of moms came together to collaborate with the mission of helping their children lose their diagnoses. Learn more online at thinkingmomsrevolution.com. Then join us this week on We the People, Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. A bit of Kenny there. Yeah. Once again, San Francisco leads the way. Transgender bathrooms for kindergartens. What?
Yep.
Huh? A California elementary school has done away with gender-specific bathrooms in order to protect little kids who don't fall into male or female on the gender spectrum. Apparently, Mira Loma Elementary School in San Francisco, California, has announced that kindergarten and first grade students will no longer have to choose between girls' and boys' bathrooms. It plans to convert the rest of the school's bathrooms for older children to gender-neutral, as well as including bathrooms. I mean, that's okay as long as it's one at a time, but it runs into problems if you have a bunch of people going in there because all of a sudden, boom, here's, you know, So, you know, the PTA president, Ellen Schnatz, Ellen
whichever,
has nothing but high praise for the school's new rule. Parents told us they have children who are, there's a gender spectrum. Okay, I didn't even know there was a, it's like a rainbow, you know, now there's a spectrum. I'm not sure where. What do you, I guess if a boy's at one end of the spectrum and a girl's at the other end of the spectrum, I'm not sure what's in between on the other parts of the spectrum is kind of like, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they've got it all figured out.
You just get to pick.
It's a sliding scale.
It's a sliding scale. You know, you slide
80% female, 20% male.
Wow. Hey, Dr. Barea, back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialist.
Wrong button.
I have no idea why we play that.
Oopsie, it's just one of them days.
So far, no parents have complained yet. Okay, you're in San Francisco. But evidently there's a backlash in St. Louis a little bit because of last week, a St. Louis high school made headlines when 200 students walked out in protest after a transgender female student who still has a male body and wears a wig was allowed to use the women's locker room.
Unbelievable.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just saying. You know.
But then they suspended the kid that, the 14-year-old that was trying to kiss, the 14-year-old boy that was trying to kiss a 14-year-old girl. And that was terrible. That was bad. So they suspended him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people? I mean, really? What is wrong with these people? I mean, I guess when the crime gets rampant and nobody knows which bathroom to go to and you're confused and you don't even know whether you're a boy or a girl, and then you've got refugees coming in, what the hell is San Francisco going to look like, you know, in about 10 years? It's going to look like something out of Escape from LA or Escape from New York. You're going to have, you know, Snake Plissken running around or something. I don't know. Trying to get, it's going to be like Rikers Island or something. You know, I mean, grief.
That's just so scary.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. And people are going to accepting this.
It's like a bad John Carpenter movie or something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. With that, let's talk about what to do prior to a collapse. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Do it, Howard. Get it on there, buddy. Yeah, he's not sure whether he is either. He's
where he is on the spectrum. He's not sure about that.
He's you know, there's a spectrum of, you know, having a spine and not having a spine. He's like, you know, got a quarter spine or something in there, and you know, and he's giving it the old, you know. There you have it. I mean, what would happen if you crossed Howard Dean and Stuart Smalley?
A resident of San Francisco?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right. We've got top four things you can do prior to a dollar collapsing. Okay, let's get a little serious about it. A financial collapse is coming. Anybody who has a half a brain can see that it's coming. Anybody who's examined, you know, has any background in finances and economics and doesn't work at the New York Times and have a Peace Prize and a Nobel Peace Prize for economics, what's his name? You know, they say the answer is to do more. We haven't done enough. We haven't done enough. We just got to keep printing money. We got to keep on these we got to keep going until we absolutely have nothing left, and then we'll say, "Oh, oops.
Oops, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why Donald Trump's getting so much traction. Let's see. It seems that everybody knows that a financial collapse is coming. The only real question is when it's going to get here. The Fed is working overtime trying to shore up the dollar, but that can only go so far, so long. Eventually, what we're going to do is try to catch up. This is all going to catch up, and the fall will be even harder. So, start with your job. To start with, make an honest evaluation of your job, looking at how vulnerable it is to a financial collapse. Jobs that are involved in any way with luxury goods or services will be the first to go. So let's say that you're selling hot tubs. Probably not good in an economic collapse.
Probably not. People aren't going to be, you know, run into the store to get hot tubs when it collapses.
Probably not. So you might want to look at your job first. You know, the most secure jobs will be supplying essential services, you know, like food, water, clothing, things like that, followed by those that provide goods and services which people need to survive, okay? Since people won't be able to afford to buy new cars and appliances, repairing these types of items might be a good job to go into. You know, car repair, appliance repair, you know, those types of services and have a skill there could be a really good thing to do.
It could be. If you have access to the parts and know-how to do that.
So if you're in the hot tub industry, you might consider a change of, you know, employment. You might want to consider, you know, before it's too late, it's better to change now, even with a bad job market, and until you wait till you lose your job, and then you got to get some experience. So you might consider that. Okay. The next thing would be your debt. The next thing to take a look at was, you know, your debt. When prices are skyrocketing due to high inflation, you're likely to have trouble paying off your debt. This could lead to losing your car, furniture, and home. The best way to solve that is to get out of debt before it's too late. Realize that the problem for most people is, as a reason that they, you know, they take in their income and then they spend 110% of it.
Right. And most people don't know the difference between an asset and a liability.
That's true. Most people don't know the difference between an asset and a hole in the ground.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true too.
And they couldn't find it in the dark either. However, if you're making, you got to realize you can't spend more than you take in, and you can't keep digging the hole deeper. You know, there's an old saying is when you're digging a hole, stop digging. So stop digging the hole, you know. And so you got to start realizing that, you know, how far in debt are you, and, you know, what do you need to do to get out of it?
Most people, I would think, are way far in debt because they're trying always to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
I mean, everything, you know, is borrowed money.
Let's just borrow. Let's get some credit cards, and we'll run them all the way up to their max.
Yeah.
And then we'll get some more credit cards to pay off those credit cards. And when those credit cards get maxed, we'll pay off those credit cards. And sooner or later, some magic wand will wave, and Tinkerbell and Peter Pan will come out of the woodwork, and they'll dissolve our debt, and then we'll get a promotion at the federal level.
Yeah.
And probably Treasury Secretary. I'm saying, you know, I'm thinking Treasury Secretary because, you know, then fantasy land. I mean, we're talking about Never Never Land. And so Jack Lew lives in Never Never Land right now, and he's really good at it. And so is President Obama, because what could go wrong if you just keep running up debt after debt, federal, local, state? You talk to our local politicians here, and there's nothing wrong. There's no problem in Reading. They're not behind the eight ball. They're not like $700 million. And the state, oh, they couldn't be in trouble. Look at Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
You know, what a guy. Let's just spend and spend and spend. And
yeah, what,
we'll just raise taxes.
What's just happening with the retirements, CalPERS and stuff?
CalPERS.
No money?
Jack Lew's spending the retirements at the federal level. Hey, until October 30th, and then they run out, and then we might have to raise the debt ceiling. But, you know, hey, so I'm thinking that we should all dress up like Peter Pan, and we could have a march on Washington and in our little outfits, and then, you know,
well,
we could start a new group, the Tinfoil Hat Peter Pans.
Ow! Slap the punk!
Yeah, slap the punk.
Who's your daddy? Ow! Want a piece of me? Frankie!
Look, he's changing colors.
God, squirt some tears, punk.
Frankie, I think they're upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a real solution, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, try to get out of debt. You know, you might want to consider downsizing your home. You might want to consider, you know, doing something different other than spending more than you're taking in. You know, let's talk about your stockpile next. It seems that, you know, everything is pretty much in short supply during a financial crash. I know. I mean, you know, ask them, you know, world over, Venezuela, Zimbabwe,
yeah, two frogs
Germany, two frogs walk into Germany. and so you might consider putting up some food. You know, more than any other commodity, food gets hard to come by in a financial collapse. So stockpiling food can actually be seen as an investment, as inflation will hit food the hardest. Have you noticed that inflation is getting a little bit tough on food out there?
Just a little bit.
I don't know. I bought like two bags of almonds the other day. It was like $10. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But I had to have them because one was blueberry almonds. I had never seen them before. So I spent $10 on almonds just because.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, you might, you know, you'll be able to smile when you're eating out of your $3 box of cereal. But when it hits $12, I'm pretty sure the smile's going to get wiped off your face. See, and then you can go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks for $36.
Sure.
But there's no inflation. They told us that. And so if you look around out there at the grocery store, prices are actually going down. And you know, you can have some things going up and some things going down, like gas is going down while food goes up. But you can't really, like, eat gas. And so, well, I guess you could. I mean, if you're like, you know, Larry the Cable Guy or something, they're used to it. It's better than beer. You know,
I don't know about that. I think I'll take the beer.
Well, it depends on whether you want to, you know, drive your truck around or anything. So, not that I've ever tasted gas from siphoning or anything like that.
Oh.
But, you know, it's pretty bad.
It is. Not that I would know anything about it either.
It's not like Blue Moon with an orange, okay? So.
Or Corona with a lime.
not the same.
No.
So anyway, you might want to consider stockpiling food and the essentials like, you know, toilet paper and things like that, personal hygiene things. You know, those things become a problem, over-the-counter medicines. I'm not saying we're going to get the zombie apocalypse here, but, you know, you might want to make sure you've got at least the basics covered. And,
well, in this area, you may want to look around and educate yourself on the plants that you have in your yard and in the area. There's a lot of edible things in the North State. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to prepare. Yeah. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to become Yul Gibbons either. You can
but you should educate and know some of your native plants that are around here that could help you out.
Absolutely, because I remember once I choked on a pine cone because
it was shoved down your throat.
Because you get pine seeds and stuff, and you're just gonna get it. And so
I'm just saying, because a lot of people don't realize what all is in this area that can help them out in a tough situation.
Yeah, you can go herbal medicines. You can go, So anyway, some things you might want to consider.
Because you're not gonna always be able to run to the store and get what you want if there's a collapse. I mean, how much stock do they have in the store? Maybe 3 days worth?
Right. And are we going to have a collapse? Okay, guys, let's just be honest. Are we, is things getting better out there? Well, maybe for government workers until their paychecks and their retirements collapse, but that can't happen, could it? No.
No, it's already happening.
Yeah, no. I mean, didn't they just say that assumption of a solvency was mistaken down in San Bernardino last week or the week before, and where as Red says, the blended glide path into the side of the cliff, let's just don't worry about that because it's not a problem. Anyway, so you might want to consider your investments as well. There are probably a few people laughing right now, but that's okay. We don't care because, if you don't think any of this is true, then do nothing. What we'll do is we'll go over the anti-preppers list of, waiting in line and things like that.
Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to do something because, what do you have to lose? If we are wrong and it doesn't collapse, so you get to eat the food. And don't have to run to the store every day.
What are you talking about? Things are never going to collapse out there,
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, what do you have to lose to stock up on some of this stuff?
Yeah. Or you can be like the surfer dude down there. I couldn't get my surfer dude to come out of me yet. It's like you can go down to the beach and nothing collapses. You can drink your beer. Have lobster on food stamps,
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I'm off my game today on the voices, whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
Onward. Here we go.
And your investments, okay? There's, like I say, most of you have some sort of investments. I'm thinking that you don't want to be in like paper investments, things like jewelry could be considered an investment because it's tangible and so forth. And stocks, are considered investments, but, stocks are paper, so your best investment is, getting out of debt, number one. But if you have a retirement account, you're probably earning only 1% on it. Oh, I'm sorry. They said they're going to get 18% next year at CalPERS, but I'm thinking not. At the same time, you might be paying 5% interest on your house, so you're losing money faster than you're earning it. You might consider paying off your home and having a net gain in that particular thing of 4.5%. Even if you don't have any money on hand, at least you're not in debt and you're not, paying this interest every month. A lot of people, that's going to be a problem. A lot of people don't have that kind of money to pay off and get out of debt. So,
right.
But you might consider, some precious metals. You might consider, silver and gold. They hold their value in a collapse. So there's some things that you can do, but first I would shore up the food and all the essentials and all that stuff too. But, the problem with this whole thing is that most of us haven't seen have never been around during a financial collapse. So it's hard to have a point of reference here in America because the last financial collapse was real financial collapse was 1929 when we had the stock market collapse. And I don't know if anybody knows it, but last thing I read was 7 million people starved to death on that one. I guess that just got overlooked. But so you might want to think about some of these different strategies on what to do. You've got a little bit of time, possibly. Okay.
Well, that's something nobody really knows exactly what the time frame is going to be on this. It could be any time.
Well, it could be any time, and I'd say that the window of opportunity for preparing, not pepper. For preparation. Is growing very narrow, you know. As you know, the U.S. stocks are now revealing that the instability of our economy, which has been festering for several years now, extreme volatility that has not been seen since 2008 or 9, has returned. Sometimes, you know, when you have a 1,000-point fluctuation, positive and negative, in the span of only a couple of days, you know, that might tell you something that, you know, if you might, you know, it's kind of like an EKG of a patient suffering a heart attack. You know, you're not dead yet, but you might want to, you know, when you feel the chest pain, you might want to think about, you know,
doing something about it.
Stocks are just a trailing indicator, you know. They just become visible when the final crash hits, you know, to the mainstream public. You know, there's so many other indicators that are screaming right now that this is going to happen. So, you know, the process of crisis preparation is not simply as going to a gear buying bonanza, you know, is not buying a bunch of crap and making a few extra trips to Costco. You know, you've got to get into the mindset of prepping and, you know, and it's more than just creating an illusion of survivability. You got to start getting into some knowledge and get this stuff put together in the event that it actually malfunctions, you know, not just, tinkering with it. You got to kind of get serious about it a little bit.
Yeah, that could be a very important thing.
So, you know.
And there's a couple of tips that go with that. You know, if you're going to be doing that, you might avoid telling people that you're stocking up and getting geared up for a collapse and all that and letting them know where all your stuff is. You may want to have a couple different areas to stash your things in, too, just in case.
Well, and here's another thing that you have to get involved in the community, okay? You know, you could go the lone wolf route, or you could go the secret squirrel, isolated from anybody in the community. But if you do that, according to what I'm looking at, you're dead already. You know, what you've got to do is you've got to find other like-minded people that
right.
you can network with. And, you know, you don't want to be out there. The lone wolf methodology is the worst possible strategy for survival. You know, if you look at almost every other collapse scenario in history, from Argentina to Bosnia to the Great Depression, it's always the people with strong community who end up surviving.
Well, yeah, because you can't cover everything.
I mean,
you know what? You can't have stored and cover all the bases when the collapse happens. And it takes a network of people to make it, you get everything you need. You know, I may have something that you want, and we barter back and forth. So
not,
that
not
it
only,
makes it a little bit easier.
Well, not only that, there's strength in numbers. I mean,
that's true.
You know, I'm looking at this article. It says going lone wolf is particularly useful only if you have zero moral fortitude and you plan to rob or murder every other person you come across and then run. This is not the smartest idea because it either requires a person to constantly seek out violent contact in order to live day to day. Eventually, the lone wolf's luck will run out no matter how vicious he is. So that's the thing is
yeah,
that
for protection, definitely, and numbers is better.
There's protection in numbers, so yeah. You might want to consider that. You might want to consider your church, veterans hall, or other organization. And, you know, you might want to, you know, network with people, get on the same page with other people so that you can kind of pull together as a community in this crisis that's coming. And, you know, you can save, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of lives by, you know, the obvious thing of pulling together in groups
right.
To help each other.
Yeah. So you're not, you know, susceptible to other people coming in and looting and taking your stuff. That's for sure.
I would learn a trade skill if you haven't got one already, something that is useful in the community. So the people who produce are the people who are going to do okay. The people who are sitting around collecting checks are going to be having problems. So you have to produce in an economy in that. So you can't, you know, so you got some things to think about here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different things you can do to produce, you know,
yeah.
to help people out.
Yeah, if you got no way of, you know, repairing anything or having any knowledge or anything that you produce, you know, you got to think about this. You know, you're not going to have any capacity to barter in a sustainable way. Remember this, the future belongs to producers, and only producers will thrive in post-collapses. So, all right. The other thing I would do is I'd commit to rifle or handgun training at least once a week, or if not, you know, at least once a month, if not once a week. Okay, you need to think in terms of training methods, including speed drills, movement drills, reloading, malfunctioning, cleaning, that kind of thing. So you can, you know, operate your firearm with precision and
accuracy.
Okay. Another thing would be we when we've got this going is create a local ham work, ham radio network. I would also learn the basic emergency and combat medical responses. You might need to worry about some medical kits and so forth and that type of thing. The biggest thing, your biggest asset is your mind. You know, so panic betrays and fear kills. The preparedness culture is built upon the idea that one must defeat fear in order to live. How a person goes about removing uncertainty from the mind is really up to the individual. Combat training and mixed martial art training is a great tool. If you get used to people trying to hurt you in the ring, it's not quite surprising or terrifying when it happens in the real world. If you can't handle physical or mental trauma in a slightly more controlled environment, you know, fear is less likely to take hold of you during a surprise disaster. So, you know, training, you know, get used to, you know, getting your mind a little bit more wrapped around that you're survival
well,
and
preparedness. And that's with anything like you're talking about with guns. And knowing your weapons and stuff, after you have to do it, whether they say 3,000 times, and then it kind of becomes an automatic reaction. You don't have to think about it as much. So the training is a very important thing on all levels.
Absolutely. Mental preparedness is what you know, 6 months may be enough time to enter a state of mental preparedness. It may not be. But more than anything else, this is what you should be focusing on. All other survival actions depends on it. Your ability to function personally, your ability to work with others, your ability to act when necessary all rely on your removal of fear. Take the precious time you have now and ensure that you're ready to handle whatever the future throws at you. So that's a good article. That comes from Zero Hedge. I didn't read the whole thing, but I think they're absolutely spot on, and I think that more people need to take it to heart that you need to start mentally preparing for some real problems here. God forbid that anything should happen, you know, and of course we live in a totally safe environment where there's no issues coming down the pipe at all, and everything is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be mentally prepared for any crisis, you know, whether it's a collapse. I mean, there's several things that could happen in our lifetime, and being mentally prepared can make a big difference in how you handle it, not only for yourself, but your family.
Well, I gotta agree. And I think that a lot of people out there, excuse me, are starting to understand that if you're not getting prepared, then, you know, you're getting behind farther and farther and farther, because it's going to get harder and harder to get ready for what's happening here because of the, you know, the not only the amount of time and the shortness of it, but that the resources are getting harder and harder to acquire because the prices are going up. And other people are you know, prepping as well.
So. And we don't know when it does happen. We don't know how much time we actually have. I mean, you know, the wheels could fall off and it could happen in just minutes.
So with that, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. We don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. It. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run my. Sunshine.
2202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the 26th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already out there training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins and you could be the winner of a 16 sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
You've got to be ready for September 27th at 1:30 for the big dock.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 27th at 1:30 p.m.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialist. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, shastaspine.com.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in a boondocks.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh my gosh, just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky
boy,
penny.
It's been a gremlin day, huh?
Yeah, everybody's had their chance of problems today on computers and everything else.
Everything's freaking out, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, had a nice long musical interlude there when the commercials refused to play any of them. Which might make some people happy, but not our sponsors.
Probably not, yeah. Well, I have a quote here I'm going to read. If truth becomes a value worth suffering for, worth taking a risk, then we will overcome the fear that keeps us in slavery. Any nation is bound to perish if deprived of bravery. If it depends on, if it pretends that everything is good when it is not, and it is a sat and is satisfied with half truths, every day we must be aware that when we are demanding truth from others, we must live in truth ourselves. Demanding justice, we must be just. Demanding bravery, we must be brave. I think that really kind of hits home here. You know, we've got people pretending that everything's good when it's not. But we have to be brave, and I think that's what the course of action needs to take here from here on out. We've got to be brave enough to do the right thing to solve these problems. Yes. And
stand up, put the fear aside, and stand up.
Well, we got about a half a minute left or so. And
well, don't forget that Tim Pappas will be teaching the Constitution class this Monday at the Tea Party at 2570 Bondview.
And hopefully we'll get our guests and our computer act up together next week.
Next week should be much better than this week.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Gordon Griffin. The UN Refugee Agency says border control measures being announced by European countries underline the urgency of a comprehensive European response to the migrant crisis. European Union interior ministers meet tomorrow amid deep divisions in the 28-nation bloc over how to handle the influx of refugees. Germany said today that it's introducing temporary border checks on the Austrian frontier, and Hungary is fortifying its border with Serbia in an effort to halt the influx. Meanwhile, Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul is worried.
We're a compassionate nation. We have to deal with this crisis. But, you know, this is it could be a very reckless and dangerous policy.
The House Homeland Security Committee member appeared this morning on ABC TV's This Week. He's concerned that terrorists will slip in along with all those migrants. California officials are tallying the damage from wildfires that continue to rage in different parts of the state. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection